This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Johnson & Johnson said Monday it had temporarily paused its COVID-19 vaccine candidate clinical trials due to an unexplained illness in a study participant, delaying one of the highest-profile efforts to contain the global pandemic. The company said in a statement the participant's illness is being reviewed and evaluated by an independent data and safety monitoring board, as well as the company's clinical and safety physicians. J&J, which reports quarterly financial results Tuesday morning, said that such pauses are normal in big trials, which can include tens of thousands of people. It said the study pause is giving doses of the vaccine candidate was different from a regulatory hold required by health authorities. The current case is on pause. And however, J&J's moves follows a similar one by AstraZeneca. In September, AstraZeneca paused late-stage trials on its experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Amy Coney Barrett ended the first day of her Supreme Court nomination hearing looking to assure lawmakers she would be an independent justice.
In her opening statement to the Senate Judiciary panel, Barrett said the high court's role is not to solve every problem, but rather to interpret the Constitution and laws as written.
The policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches, elected by and accountable to the people.
Democrats are using the hearings to brand Barrett a threat to the Affordable Care Act, with the Supreme Court said to hear a challenge to the law a week after the election. Vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris says Republicans have not been able to scrap it in Congress.
So now they are trying to bypass the will of the voters and have the Supreme Court do their dirty work.
That's AP.